1 John chapter 2, verse 20. It says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know what?" An unction is like a word from God. It says, listen, "Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." Look at somebody and say, "You already know what to do." Don't play stupid. You already know what to do. Open your Bible again and look there. It says, "Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." He says, "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is in the truth." You already got it on the inside of you. That thing that God wants you to do, you already know. It's already engrafted in you. And a lot of times we want to be taught and taught. Thank God for teaching. We want to be taught and taught and taught and retaught. But the Bible says ye have an unction. Well, what is an unction? An unction is an anointing. It's a purpose. It's a reason for doing things. How many of you function with an unction? Does anybody function with an unction?
Amen.
How many of you are dysfunctional? It means you can't get nothing done. Dysfunction means you can't seem to get anything done. You can't put it together. Well, listen, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got an unction. And if you've got an unction from the Holy Ghost, there's a function that goes along with that unction. The power is within me to do something. And a lot of people want these New Testament saints, they were able to get a lot accomplished. They were able to do a lot because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they began to function in that supernatural unction. What God wants you to do, it's on the inside of you and it's living. And it's called an unction from the Holy One. And saints need to know that they're anointed with the Holy Ghost, but not just to speak in tongues, but you're anointed that you might do what Jesus said you should do. In Isaiah chapter 61. And no one can teach you something that you don't already have on the inside of you. I want you to know that thing that you're being taught, it's already in you. And we're just bringing to your remembrance the seed that God's planted within your heart.
Amen.
"But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things."
Amen.
That's a scripture, isn't it? You ever been to the point where you say, "I just don't know what to do"? Look at somebody and say, "I don't know what to do." You ever been there? Well, I'm here to tell you, guess what? The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. And if you get into the Holy Ghost, you'll find your direction. You'll find your solution. You'll find the know-how to do what God wants you to do. No excuse. The Holy Ghost, He's your helper. And you have an unction from the Holy One. And you already know all things. That thing that we need to do in Nations Church, guess what? It's already in you. It's already in you. It's from the Holy Ghost. But many times we want to be what? Pupiled and pupiled and pupiled. You ever known people that love to sit in college? Professional students. You ever known professional students? Well, we should always be learning. We should always be have a learning attitude and a learning spirit. But I tell you what, saints, there's a time to grow up. Many of us, we just love to sit in the conference, but it's time for you to sit in the conference and learn something and get out and put some of that stuff to action. So you know what God wants you to do, and all you need to do is sit up and do it. And you sitting there saying, "Well, I just didn't know." It's not enough. That thing that God wants you to accomplish, the Bible says that you have an unction from the Holy Ghost, and you know what's right. Many times we like to play stupid. We like to play dumb. We like to play so innocent. And you ever known people that get into stuff when they know it's not right? They know it's wrong, and then we try to make an excuse and try to come up with something. There is a spirit of the Holy Ghost within you, and you know. That thing that God wants me to do on a daily basis, I'll wake up and you get into the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There's a leading from the Holy One. There's an inspiration from the Holy One. The Holy Ghost, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that I know. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will guide you into the right thing. And if you just yield yourself and follow the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to do the thing that God wants you to do. You have an unction. I didn't know. See, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Bible says you did know. Well, if I had only known, you do know. Different times the Holy Ghost is leading us to handle situations before they arise. That's that unction on the inside of us. God knows what you're going to face. He knows what's coming down the pipe before it happens. And many times the saints have an unction from the Holy Ghost to somebody else's problem. But we want to step on the scene after the happening and say, if I'd only known, I just didn't know about it. Well, the Bible says you did know. If you were in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you knew. You ever heard that book that Brother John Osteen wrote called The Divine Flow of the Holy Ghost? Well, it's talking about that God will use saints sometimes to flow in the Holy Ghost. He'll put people on your heart, and you don't know why that person's heavy on your heart. You know what that is? That's an unction from the Holy Ghost, that after that thing happens, you can't say, hey, I just didn't know. Have you ever had someone burden on your heart? Well, if you didn't take it to the prayer, you're not following the unction of the Holy Spirit. You have an unction from the Holy Ghost, and if you follow it, you'd know. We can make an excuse, say, well, what's happening? We just don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Follow the unction of the Holy Ghost. Stop grieving the Spirit of God. Don't wait for just the Holy Ghost to fall after the preaching. Don't wait for him to fall just during the worship service. Follow the unction whenever it's moving. You know what to do. You hear saints all the time, my situation is just so messed up and I just don't know what to do. Oh, yes, you do. You follow the Holy Ghost. You do whatever he tells you to do when he tells you to do it, whether it's comfortable, whether it's not comfortable. You just be obedient. You know what to do. Say, there's an answer. Says, you know all things. You know the path of healing. You know the path to prosperity. Somebody said, well, if I knew how to make myself $1 million, I'd make it. Well, you know all things. But are you willing to follow through on what you know? You should be rejoicing right now that God told you that you know. You know all things. You got the answer. He said, he is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And the answer is abiding on the inside of you. There is no question in your heart. Jesus is the answer. And if you follow those biblical principles and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he'll work it out. Holy Ghost is here to tell you, you do know. We want to put it off on somebody else. We want to put it off on pastor. We want to put it off on our coworkers, on what we just didn't understand. Well, I didn't get to go to Bible school. I didn't get to do this. But I'm going to tell you straight up, you know. The Holy Ghost is knocking at your door. And if you just be obedient, you just say yes to the will of God. It says this, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Let's go on. Now, are we saying that that doesn't mean you don't need to listen to anybody or hear any teaching? No. That's not what that's saying. Let's go on here. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. That we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Did you know that Jesus is coming? Do you know that Jesus is coming? The King is coming? Well, why is he talking? He's saying that little children. He's not saying little devils, did he? So who was he talking to? He's talking to the children of God, wasn't he? And he said that you wouldn't be ashamed. I'm going to tell you what, there are going to be some ashamed children on the last day. With all the power that God has invested in us and the ability to know all things, the Bible says you knew all things and you didn't answer any question, didn't solve any problems. That's a shame. The anointing in you is there that you might not be ashamed. What would be a shame when you step out to do something by faith that you be successful in the thing that you started out to do? I got mine to go on with Jesus and not be ashamed in my latter end. That the world might see success in me and in you. But that will only happen as we follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not when we feel like it, but we got to walk in the Spirit and abide in the Spirit always. When do you stop walking in the Spirit? When God stops living. He'll never stop living. When are you not allowed to obey? When he stops talking. But I tell you what, as long as he's talking, you keep obeying. Don't put it off. I don't care if he says it in the middle of the night, do it in the middle of the night. If he tells you to keep going, keep going. Be obedient to the Holy Ghost. This is how you walk in these last days, and this is how you end up not being ashamed. This is how you manifest Jesus in the last hour. The anointing. Woo, glory to God. I tell you what, the anointing's more than just something that makes you shake in church. The anointing is something more than something that just makes you roll on the floor. The anointing is more than something that just makes you laugh every now and then. The anointing is more than something that just puts goosebumps down your back. I tell you what, the anointing is the answer of God. The anointing is the life of God. The anointing is God himself. The anointing is the kingdom of God. The anointing is the presence of God. Stay in the anointing. Don't come out of the anointing. Wake up in the anointing of God. Walk all day long in the anointing of God. Do your job in the anointing of God. The anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy Ghost and you know all things. And as you abide in that anointing at all times and never say no, don't be religious. Religious people think the anointing is just for the church room. But I want to live every day in his presence. I want to live every day in the power of God. And we know how to do it. We just follow the Holy Ghost. You know how to be successful. You know how to pull it off by following the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Does anybody see where I'm going tonight? Go on down to verse 24. Now, this is a scripture. It talks about 1 John. It talks about love a lot. Somebody say, well, you should just be sweeter. That's not what love means. Love is sweet and love is nice and all that other stuff. But love just means obedient. You got to read this whole thing in context. See, many people want to pull it out. Many people want to pull the scripture out of context. But love is those that are obedient to God on a daily basis, and people that stay in the presence of the Holy Ghost at all times. Like tonight we said, now is the time to give your all. Now is the time to give your all. Even in times when we don't sense those things, there's a prophetic anointing there, and it said, now is the time to give your all. Now is the time to love. Now is the time to love God and not be afraid to step out at all times. He never misses it, and you'll never go wrong. I was in the truck with Brother Jesse just this morning. We were talking about something. And as I was talking about this thing, you know, I learned something. You know, sometimes you can speak. How many of you like provision? And there are different graces and there are different anointings. Do you know that every time you are obedient to God, every time you accomplish something in God, and every time you complete something in God, there is a reward? And we figured out something. I saw the reward in a different fashion. Many times we think that's just God giving us a doggy treat because we're good. But I tell you what, the anointing of God is traveling. And what do I mean by the anointing of God? The anointing of God, or the assignment of God. Nations Church is an anointing of God. What do you mean? It's a word spoken from the Holy Ghost, and it's going someplace. It's not just us, but it's a spirit. It's the Spirit of God going someplace to accomplish something. It started someplace, and it's going someplace else. So it's a spiritual thing. And that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not just us, but that is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We're within the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Now listen. What I learned is that assignment, and even in as we do things, there are different graces and there are different ways. Now, this is a Holy Ghost night, so we learn the ways of God and the things of God. And there are different seasons. And sometimes those seasons, everything is different in every season. In every season, I can sense the Spirit of God, even though he never changes, but he manifests himself in different ways during different seasons. And as you mature in God, you're able to discern those seasons, right? And flow with it. And I've noticed that there has been a new season and a new grace over the last several days or weeks, and something different. Something good. Something just right. And what I've learned in this thing, it's not just like before I just said, if I just do this, God will reward me. I realize that in this wave, there's a reward in the end. And the wave and the assignment is on its way to the reward. Before, I used to think, if I will do this, God will give me this. Or if I do that, how many of you think that way? Well, you'll be blessed if you get involved in that, you'll be blessed. You sow into this, you'll be blessed. Listen, if you get into it and stay in it, the thing that you're in, the spirit that you're in, that unity that you're in, that group that you, I tell you what, that thing is on its way to the blessing of God. The assignment is already on its way to the blessing of God. It was moving there before you even knew about it. But God pulled you into it and you got into agreement with it. It's going to get there. And that thing will bring you blessing if you stay in it. Learn to ride the waves of God. It's coming to shore on a prosperous land. How many have learned about the waves of God and the seasons of God? I can tell those seasons. I can tell them. There was a season. I tell you, the last time there was a season and there was a wave. We at that time we put in the sound system. At that time we got up the website. At that time we put out those red and white and green signs. And there was just an activity there. And there was unbelievable provision. And everybody that got involved in that got tremendously blessed. Well, it was the wave of God. It wasn't what we did. We just got involved with God. What God was doing. And those that hung with it, and that thing took them to abundance. That thing took them to blessing. And I discern right now that there's a wave going on right now. And God's going to bless his plan. God is going to bless his plan. And if I could hold on to his plan, hold on to his way and stay in it and endure that plan and enjoy that plan, guess what? When it arrives to the feet of God, when it arrives to the promise, everything God does, he does it to make something better. Do you know that? Everything that God creates, he said, behold, it is good. Amen. Everything God created, he said, now look at it. Now that's really good. I like that. So everything God does is what? Good. So if God is doing something, the end result of what he's doing, it's going to be what? If God is doing something, he is doing something good. Because God is a good God. Hang with what he's doing, and at the end of it, guess what? You're going to see something good. Something good. Something just right. It's going to happen to you. How do you let it happen to you? You get into it, and you ride it to the end. What's happening? It's a good thing. I'm just glad to catch a wave. I'm just glad to catch a wave. I mean, I'm just so excited. I said, finally, a wave to get out of here. A way to get out of where I'm at onto something else. And he, in verse 24, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth where? 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. This is good. We could even take it back more than that. So we're talking about things where you want to get what you want. Jesse at one time said there wasn't a thing that since he started to do what God told him to do, he would just think of stuff or ask for stuff, and there it was. He would pray for something, and there it was. Why? Because God loves Jesse more than everybody else? No. He was in a place where whatever you ask for, you get. Sometimes it's not necessarily who you are, it's where you are. I mean, you could be a doctor, and you can come in here and tell me to do something. That don't mean nothing to me. We're not in the hospital. You could be the president of Uganda, but you try to tell the U.S. Army and to go march off on somebody else's place. It's not who you are, it's where you are that makes the difference. And see, many people got a lot of authority, and their authority is not working because they're in the wrong place. They're in the wrong dimension spiritually, the wrong place spiritually. But there is a place of obedience where you can get that when you ask for something, guess what? It'll come. That provision for it will be right there. Verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because, there's a reason why you receive of God. Because we keep his what? And do those things that are what? In his sight. We keep his commandments. That means we are doing what God told us to do by faith. Because faith pleases God. When you do what God tells you to do, even though you don't necessarily sometimes think you know how to do it or have the means to do it. Say, these are faithful people because it says that faith pleases God. You can get yourself out there in a realm, and you can get yourself out there in a place where you're obedient, because love is obedient, and you do those things by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for a faith assignment. How many have got a faith assignment? Yes. Only a faith assignment pleases God. Hallelujah. Only assignment of faith can please God. Only a word that you can get from heaven, the only way that word will come to pass is if you're obedient. He said it, I'm just going to step out there and do it. A faith assignment will please God. And I tell you what God wants to do around here, what God wants to do in your business, what God wants to do in your life, guess what? It's a faith assignment. And if you get involved with God and you get obedient to the Holy Ghost and you keep His commandments, you do that faith thing, guess what? Whatever you ask for in this season, it'll be done for you.
Amen.
That's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. That's how you get a car with no money. That's how you get vehicles with no money. That's how you make ends meet, and you don't know how it's going to come out. That's how you don't, I mean, you don't even have, one day you don't have $20 in your pocket. 3 days later, you got $6,000 in your pocket. You get what you ask for because you're in the realm of faith. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to get along with the plan of God. I'm going to get along with the anointing of the Holy Ghost and not be distracted. This thing ain't coming out of our head. This thing is birthed of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And it can only be accomplished by faith. And as we accomplish that thing by faith, we can stand confidently and not have our heart condemn us, that whatever we ask for, we get it in Jesus' name. I don't care if it's a building. Ask for it. God wants to use you. 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 And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. Now, we talked about earlier how that the plan of God, or the unction of God, or plan. You ever had just a wild idea? Sometimes those things that appear to be wild ideas. People look at me sometimes and say, he's on one of his kicks again. You might call it a kick. I call it an unction. It might be somebody else's kick, but it's my unction. Now listen. And he that keepeth his commandments, that unction, that commandment that says you know all things. What? Keep the commandments. Those that keep his commandments will dwell in who? Dwell in him. Dwell in him. How do you stay in the unction of God? How do you stay in the Spirit of God? How do you stay in the anointing of God? By keeping his commandments. How do you keep a good thing going? By being constantly obedient, following the leading of the Holy Ghost and not pushing it off. Doing it immediately. Keeping his commandments will allow you to dwell in him. And when you dwell in him, that's the place. That's the place that God is talking about, where you ask for stuff, and as soon as you ask it, there it is. Woman, the Holy Ghost told you you're going to have a prayer life, and you're going to have the type of lifestyle that you ask for anything, and as soon as you ask it, there it is. Because you're learning about the unction of the Holy Ghost, and you're going to arrive in that place where you can ask for anything because you're obedient to the Holy Ghost. Just as fast as you're obedient, just as fast as God's provision will be there. You wonder why your answers are coming so slow? Because you're slow to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. It takes him a long time to condition you. Those that respond quickly receive quickly. You need a breakthrough. See, do you wonder why when you go through different things, how you had a fast return, Jesse, when the devil tried to come at you? How did you have a fast return? Because you prayed real hard? I'm sure you prayed. But you responded quickly with faith. You got into the unction of the Holy Ghost. You said, I'm not going to be distracted about what the devil's doing. I'm going to find out what God is doing. See, many of you are focusing on what the devil's doing. That's not going to change anything for you. Function on what God is doing. Function on what God is doing. Don't worry about what the devil's trying to take from you. Wonder. Get into the plan of God where you can ask for anything. Those that keep his commandments, and thank God that he's still speaking. Thank God that he's still moving. Thank God that there's still anointing. Thank God for supernatural anointings of the Holy Ghost. Thank God you can get up and do what God tells you to do and know you're in the perfect will of the Holy Ghost. Knowing that you're in Him as you're in obedience. What are you doing? I'm in Him. Why are you in church tonight? I'm in Him. Seated with Christ. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. How do you get seated with Christ in heavenly places? Being obedient to the unction of the Holy Ghost. You want to get there? Get on the boat. You want to get there? Get on the boat. How do you get on the boat? Hear Him speak when He says, get on the board. Get on and ride with it. Get on and ride with it. Trust it. Trust the Holy Ghost. Trust the ways of God. Shut yourself inside. Don't even look out. Get yourself on that train and close the curtains. It's a boxcar. You'll get there. You'll get there. You'll get there. See, many people want to, see, many times God just wants to put you up in something. You say, you don't even know where you are. All you're doing, you're just in the unction of God. You're just in the unction of God. You're just in the unction of God. And I want you to realize that the unction of God travels a lot faster than your feet. Thank God for the supernatural word of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for revelation knowledge. Thank God that we're not left in darkness. Thank God there's still hope. Thank God for His provision. My God, my God, my God, my God. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And whereby we know that He abides in us. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost. And how do they know whether somebody's got the Holy Ghost on the inside of them? By how loud they speak in tongues? No, that may be one evidence. But this is how you know. So how do you know whether you're full of the Holy Ghost? How do you know whether you're full of God? How do you know whether you got a true anointing of the Holy Ghost? Jesus said, for the Lord hath anointed me because He hath anointed me to do something. He just didn't have an anointing. He said He anointed him to do something. You don't have an anointing until you're doing something. God's anointing does something. God's unction functions. And whereby we know that He abideth in us and by the Spirit which He hath given us. God has given you what? The Spirit. God has given you the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. How many of you are walking in the Spirit? He didn't just give you. You know what? Many people are stuck to religion and stuck to tradition. They're stuck in stuff. Many people just go in the church and hear little rhymes and reasons, hearing somebody talk for 45 minutes, and they sing a couple songs, and they just hear that stuff, and they try to apply just a little bit to them. So there's a higher way. That doesn't mean you stop listening to the preacher. Thank God, that's the anointed one of God. If you're in the right place, if you've got the Holy Ghost, it'll enhance what God's trying to do in your life. Amen. It will enhance what God is trying to do in your life. But listen, God wants you to learn to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that's what He's talking about. You have an unction from the Holy Ghost, and you need not anybody to teach you. He gives it to us. He gives it to us. Another verse here. 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him. How do you know that you dwell in Him? How do you know that you dwell in Him? Not just talking about dwelling in church. Not just talking about Christian KSBJ bumper sticker on the back of your car. When God comes back for saints, He's not looking for bumper stickers. He's not looking for bumper stickers. He's not looking for Christian t-shirts. He's not looking for any of that stuff. Whereby you know that you dwell in Him. How do you know whether you dwell in God? You might know of God. You might know about God. You might hear about God. But are you dwelling in God? Are you dwelling in the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Today, did you dwell in God? Or did you just know about Him? I tell you what, I dwelled in Him. I told Christian and Jesse, I said, I don't gripe about anything I have to do. Thank God. There's not a thing in my life that I have to do that I don't enjoy doing. It doesn't mean that I run from things I don't enjoy doing. I tell you what, everything in my life, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Every single thing that I had, the things I got done, the things I didn't have enough time to do, there's not one thing in my life that I don't enjoy doing. I don't care if I had to get up at 5:30. It was great to get up. I had to get up early because I had so much to do, but everything I had to do was in Him. Glory to God. What a life! If I had to work to 3:00 in the morning, it's all right as long as I'm working in Him. It's in Him. Thank God that you can be in Him. I could be outside of Him doing all kind of stuff and just sticking my head in the door every now and then. But everything I do is to the glory of God. And I want to do more. Ooh, that's blessed. That's blessed. That's the first blessing. That's blessed. I mean, this is talking about life and life more abundantly. Ooh, and whereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He's given you the Spirit. He's given you the Holy Ghost, not just an experience, but He's given you the Spirit. He didn't give you the experience. He gave you the Spirit. There are many people who think they got the Holy Ghost because they've had an experience. He said, you don't know that you're in Him because you've had an experience. He said, you know that you dwell in Him because He's given you the Holy Ghost. How do you know you got the Holy Ghost? He talks to you every day. He leads you every day. He said, I'll be with you always and forever. I will never leave you. He's real. See, I don't go to church with the Holy Ghost. He lives on the inside of me. If you abide in Him, if He's given you the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that kind of thing, you wake up in the morning with it, you'll never have to be alone. Thank God for this. That anointing will flow on you first thing in the morning. And it'll only die out if you let it. In Him. In Him. In Him. In Him. We had a long day yesterday. One of the long days, but we had rehearsal with the worship teams. At the end of rehearsal, we drove home, woke up early that morning. You could be saying, man, I'm so tired. All this, I got so much to do. But all the way on the way home, couldn't help but pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues and just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. Why? Because we're in Him. We're in Him. And that's the lifestyle that God wants us to have. Notice that we sang that song tonight. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is what? The victory. Even our what? And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I'm telling you what, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. You might not be on the top right now. That's all right. You'll get there. Keep the faith. You'll overcome it. I don't care. You might have some debt that's mounting up and rising up. Keep the faith. You will overcome it. Even our faith. And who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness. It's the Spirit that bears witness. It's the Spirit that bears witness because the Spirit is one, truth. It's the Spirit that bears witness. This is a Holy Ghost night. Amen. This is a Holy Ghost night. Amen. This is a Holy Ghost night. You need a witness to overcome. You won't overcome until you get your witness. Until you get that agreement from the Holy Ghost. Many of us are still living being taught of others. What does that mean? It means that everything we get, we're just eating it off of them. You know, that's all you can remember, but you're not taking the Holy Ghost with you on a daily basis. Growing up in the faith to where you begin to walk in the Spirit. To where you begin to look to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit and abiding in the Spirit and following the Spirit for yourself to where you start to function in your own unction. You know what to do. Do it. And that being, I tell you what, the prompting of the Holy Ghost is your witness that you're born of God. Do you hear me? The prompting of the Holy Ghost and the relationship with the Holy Ghost, that is the witness that you are in Him. Amen. How many are glad that the Holy Ghost is telling you something?
Amen.
How many of you can't hear the Holy Ghost? If you're not hearing the Holy Ghost because you're in the wrong, I mean, you need to get in Him. Get in the middle of something that He's doing. And He'll speak to you. And when He's speaking to you, you'll ask what you will, and you receive it. Why don't you stand up right where you are?